It was a deadly encounter that sparked a national outcry, and it put a small Colorado police department plagued by allegations of misconduct against people of color under the microscope. Tonight, three Aurora police officers and two paramedics have been indicted in the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain, the young black man who had been walking home when he was stopped by police, put into a chokehold, and then injected with a powerful sedative. In a moment, I'll be talking with the attorney representing Elijah's father. But first, News Nation's Ashley Michaels has the story from our station, KDVR.
This grand jury indictment comes nearly 2 years to the day after Elijah McClain's death. We now know that five first responders are facing a collective 32 counts, including manslaughter. The indictment formally accuses two current and one former Aurora, Colorado police officers of criminal wrongdoing after they placed McClain in a carotid hold, which is now banned in Colorado because it deprives oxygen to the brain. Two paramedics are also named in the indictment for their role in administering the sedative ketamine, which the grand jury described as a deadly weapon. This is a case that has been top of mind in Colorado for a very long time. McClain was leaving a convenience store on August 24, 2019, when confronted by police officers. He was not committing a crime and was unarmed. The grand jury has been working on this case since January, but this has been especially hard on McClain's family and friends. We're told his father wept tears of joy at the news of this indictment, his mother telling us she slept better last night than in a very long time.
It was hard to process because they actually killed my son. They murdered him, and they thought they were going to get away with it. And 2 years afterwards, justice is being served. Elijah's getting his justice.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will be issuing this indictment in Adams County, Colorado court, where those first responders will be formally charged. The local police union, though, is defending those officers, saying they did not do anything illegal. In Denver, I'm Ashley Michaels.
I'm joined now by the attorney representing Elijah McClain's father, Mari Newman. We appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start with Elijah's dad. How is he reacting to these indictments tonight?
Well, we received a call yesterday, late in the afternoon, from the Colorado State Attorney General, and he was delivering the news to us that these indictments were forthcoming. And Elijah's father's immediate response was he just broke down. He's been waiting for this for an awfully long time. They were tears of relief, tears that he was satisfied and of thanks that this Colorado Attorney General and a Colorado grand jury have finally are going to hold these officers and paramedics accountable for murdering his son.
As you know, these types of cases are rare. Police officers criminally charged in a person's death while they are on duty. In fact, the state attorney general, Phil Weiser, said that this one is going to be difficult to prosecute. Do you believe that prosecutors have a strong case?
I do. In fact, if they didn't have a strong case, they wouldn't have brought the charges. And what we know is that this grand jury has been deliberating for many, many months. They have left no stone unturned. They've been investigating, and they've got the evidence to prove the charges against these officers and these medics who killed an innocent young man who was just walking home.
The Aurora Police Union said our officers did nothing wrong, and they said the decision related to his death was the result of his violent resist of arrest and pre-existing heart condition. What does his dad have to say about that tonight?
Well, it's abjectly ridiculous. I mean, the fact that the Aurora Police Union continues to say that they believe these officers did nothing wrong shows just how broken that police department is. And the Colorado State Attorney General's office is actually engaged right now in an investigation into Aurora's longstanding custom and practice of police brutality. And that is obviously necessary when you see a police union saying not only that these officers didn't do anything wrong, but blaming an absolutely innocent victim who did nothing wrong. He did nothing to cause the abuse, the violence, and the absolute inhumanity of these officers and medics who killed him.
I have just a few seconds left. Elijah's death did lead to some changes in policing, including a ban on chokeholds, restrictions on the use of ketamine. What more does the family want at this point in honor of his life and legacy?
Well, we were very proud to have worked with our Colorado State Legislature on passing the law that has changed policing in Colorado. And hopefully that will serve not just as a model in Colorado, but across the country, to ban the defense of qualified immunity for officers who commit wrongs, to make sure that body cameras are always left on and are not tampered with as they were in this case, to make sure that there are pattern and practice investigations where there are problem departments like in Aurora, so many things that we've done here in Colorado that I hope will be replicated across the country. But more than anything else, this indictment serves as a reminder to law enforcement here in Colorado and across America that officers are not above the law.
Mari Newman, the attorney representing Elijah's father tonight, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.